This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Okay, I just discovered something right before we came back from break. Sal Capaccio joins the show now on the Wester Hotline. Good morning, it's Jeremy and Joe. So, good morning, Sal, by the way.
I'm waiting with bated breath on what you discovered. This is very, very, that's a great tease. I love it. Well, good morning to you, by the way.
So what I saw on Kevin Ostreicher, who we had on yesterday, Locked On Ravens, a couple other Ravens people that I follow, were reacting to the title, whatever was, Lamar snubbed again. And I'm looking, I'm like, snubbed in what? What was he snubbed on September 4th? I'm like looking around like, what's happening today that would have been that? And I think what I found it to be is this NFL Network graphic of, I don't know if you've seen it, Sal, of like, this is like every year, right? Like all the players, one of every team, like walking towards, like in this one, it's the Golden Gate Bridge, and the Lombardi Trophy is on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge.
That.
And I guess Lamar Jackson is not the Ravens player in the image, which is that the snub they're talking about? I don't know. Falele is the player in there for the Ravens, which is a bold choice.
That is weird. I got to be honest with you. I would feel it was weird. I mean, wait. What if the same graphic existed? I saw the graphic because I think Tom Pelissero tweeted it out this morning.
Yeah, he did. Yes.
And what if it wasn't Josh Allen, which it is for the Bills, and instead it was David Edwards or Osiris Torrance? Because literally that's exactly what it would be like.
I think you might have a few Bills fans who would be like, hey, what the hell? What's going on? I mean, I texted my brother about that graphic because the player at the front, or I guess in the back, is Jordan Mailata, the Eagles guard or tackle. It's not Jalen Hurts or Saquon Barkley or A.J. Brown. It's Jordan Mailata. But like every other team went with their quarterback or their best player. So I don't know. Weird choice. But you want to give the O-linemen, I guess, some props somewhere.
I guess. I think that's right? I'm trying to think, is there anything in this graphic that would be like they have contracts with certain companies and they can't use the graphic? I'm like, no, it's not. There's nothing like that here. It doesn't look like that at all. It's just
right.
An NFL graphic. The road to Super Bowl.
Sorry,
5060 or 60 LX
60 LX.
Yeah, that's right. And then Levi's Stadium, 75 kilometers away. But did you see this?
Huh.
They do not use miles; they use kilometers. What's going on here?
Yeah, wait. Do they do that in San Francisco? Do they use
no?
They don't use kilometers, right? That's very strange.
No.
Also, is there some significance to picking 75? It's not Super Bowl 75. See, that's not why you would do that.
I'm looking at the graphic. It says 157 days till Super Bowl LX60. And the first comment is someone, what a strange graphic. Where is Hurts? Right? That's exactly right.
This is the NFL Australia graphic. That's why my Lada's on there. And that's why it has kilometers.
Thank you. But that was...
We had no idea. Thank you. But Tom Pelissero tweeted it out as if it was just the regular NFL graphic.
The regular one...
There was no context to where it came from.
The regular one has them all walking towards Levi Stadium, where you see Levi Stadium. Barkley is the centerpiece. Allen's up there. Burrow's up there. Mahomes, Jackson, Watt, Purdy. Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Josh. I feel like Tom Pelissero, though, also does not know that that's the NFL Australia one.
Or he does, and he just doesn't care, and he wants everybody to. Yeah. He wants everybody to get in the comments a little bit.
Wants to stir it up a little bit here on the morning of the season. So we'll get to a lot on the Bills at practice and injury reports, and what the Ravens have going on, as well as Sal joins here with just a couple days to go until the season opener for the Bills and the season opener in the NFL tonight. So let's start with some roster mechanics and management, though, because people might have been confused when they saw that Jordan Poyer was getting waived yesterday. But explain basically what's going on between Poyer, Gabe Davis. There's a lot of practice squad intricacies here, it feels like.
Yeah, speaking of comments, Joe. Open up the comments on this, because the Dolphins fans are in their comments about this with the Bills, because they have no idea. And that's okay. I wouldn't expect them to know. I wouldn't expect tons of Dolphins fans to follow me or other reporters in Buffalo. But the comments are really funny when you see them and then you actually know what happened. Okay. So here's the deal, everybody, just so everybody's very clear on this. Okay. The Bills signed Jordan Poyer to the practice squad. We know that last week. There is a rule in the NFL that you can only have a certain number of veteran practice squad guys. I think it's 5, whatever. Okay, certain guys that have been in the league a certain amount of years can be on your practice squad. The Bills also signed Gabe Davis to the practice squad. Well, because then, by signing Gabe Davis, they would be over that number. They had to release somebody from the practice squad. That's Jordan Poyer. However, only releasing him, Joe, I'm not kidding, literally for 2 minutes. 3:59 p.m. yesterday, Jordan is released. They sign Gabe. But then Gabe goes on practice squad injured. So he's no longer actually counting on the practice squad. He's on the injured list. That opens the spot back up for Jordan Poyer literally 2 minutes later to resign to the practice squad. It was a paper procedural transaction to simply allow Gabe to come on for 2 minutes. And then because 4 o'clock, by the way, why 3:59, 4:01? 4 p.m. is when the league business ends each day, right? You know that from transactions and things you've seen in the past.
Yep.
So at 3:59 p.m. yesterday, Wednesday, they had to make the move by then to get Gabe on. Once he's on, at 4 p.m., they can put Gabe on injured, and then they can re-sign Jordan at 4:01 p.m. Does that make sense?
That does.
So now Jordan Poyer is back. He signed yesterday. He's back. Jordan Poyer is back on the practice squad. But you're not going to see that move until today's wire. So yesterday, the yesterday transaction wire is the one thing they did, which is Jordan Poyer's gone and Gabe Davis is back. And oh my God, even though I put it out there that was going to happen, I'm telling you, that's so funny. Reading the Dolphins fans and their comments was just really funny last night, because they had no idea. And oh my God, the Hard Knocks. He said he wanted to be in Buffalo and he keeps receipts. All the LOLs, right? Well, no, he's already back. So now Gabe Davis goes on the injured practice squad injured list.
Yeah.
So nothing really changes. At the end of the day, the only thing that truly happened was Gabe Davis was added to the Bills practice squad /injured. And what that means is very important, Joe, by the way. Gabe Davis has to sit. He cannot play for 4 games, and he cannot practice with the team through those first 4 weeks and 4 games. He is a practice squad injured player, just like an injured reserve player in that regard. So he cannot practice or play for at least 4 games. Once that is over and he's healthy, then the Bills will have to make a decision about practice squad and 53 and all that. But that's down the road. And Gabe Davis, in the meantime, is a free agent because he's a practice squad player. Any team could still sign him and put him on their 53. I don't anticipate that happening, but it is just notable that that is possible.
Okay, right. It's not any different because he's a veteran. If the Steelers, if he got healthy and in a month the Steelers called him and said, you want to be on the active roster, they would have the opportunity to do
it. Joe, they could call him now and do it.
Okay, interesting.
They wouldn't have to wait a month. You know what I mean? If they called him and said, we'll put you on the 53 and we'll just wait it out with your health, they could do that too. And he would have to agree, obviously. He's a free agent. But, you know, that's just something that's a possibility. But in the meantime, Jordan Poyer is back at the practice squad. It was just a paper transaction yesterday. So if you saw that come across that he was waived, that's all it was, because Jordan, to make room, and he's being a good teammate and a good, you know, loyal person to the Bills, saying, yeah, I'll do that. No problem. I'll literally be waived, and goes re-sign a piece of paper 2 minutes later to come back on. Gabe Davis is now on the practice squad in the injured list, and he will have to miss 4 games before he can start practicing with the team.
Okay. Not one more on Gabe, not to spend the whole time on Davis here, but when McDermott was asked about him yesterday, did he sound to you, I forget his exact phrasing, but did he sound to you like the plan is for him to eventually be on the field, like at some point later in the season, mostly?
I think that the expectation is for when he's healthy, he could help this team. Let's put it that way, right? Like, that's possible. It's a tough spot, because I just think that even the coaching staff probably thinking, hey, we don't know what's going to happen once he gets healthy. We don't know where our guys will be, who's going to be playing what role. But I've always felt, Joe, that if you're going to bring Gabe Davis in here, it's not for him to sit on the practice squad all year, right? I just don't think that's the plan for a guy like Gabe Davis, who's 26, who's been with your organization, who's had some of the biggest, you know, one of the biggest games in playoff history, and, you know, he's still young. Like I said, I just never felt that would be the plan for him to just sit on the practice squad all year. So, you know, we'll see where it goes at the end of the day. One more roster mechanics here that I want to go over for everybody. I keep getting asked, Joe, why is Dwayne Carter not on IR yet, and who are they signing? Because once he goes on IR, they'll have a spot open. They could put him on IR right now, tomorrow, whatever, okay? And that would open a spot on the 53. Don't be surprised if they don't put him on injured reserve until after the game on Sunday. You say, why would you do that? Well, because, as we've talked about, Joe, all vested veterans, guys who are in the league 4 years or more, if they're on the week one roster, their salaries are guaranteed. So let's just say today, let's just say the Bills put Dwayne Carter on IR today, and then they sign, let's say, Jordan Phillips to the 53. Yeah. Come Sunday, Jordan Phillips' salary is guaranteed. Well, listen, you got to think about all the financials that go along with salary cap and cash and all that. So since you're just going to have guys inactive anyway, they might just want to wait until next week to do that, so that way they don't have to guarantee another salary.
Gotcha. Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Let's get to the Barnes Firm Injury Report, Sal, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. So let's start with Tre'Davious White and the Bills report. He was not on the field. I don't know if we got any, didn't really feel like we got any further indication on who would play in his stead on Sunday if he can't, but what did they sound like? And it's not really surprising, right, that White still wouldn't be ready to come back?
Right. I don't know if he'll practice today. Sean McDermott did not rule him out for today, for Sunday. I'm sorry. He did not rule him out for Sunday. That was very key. He said that, you know, the Tre'Davious White wasn't going to practice. He didn't practice. And then we knew that Christian Benford would be limited. He was out there. We also learned they're both dealing with groin injuries. That's exactly what it was. And then we find out that Keon Coleman pops up on the injury report with a groin injury, and he was limited. We can talk about that in a minute. But as far as Tre'Davious is concerned, we don't know who would start in his place if he isn't able to go. Sean McDermott was asked about both Jamarcus Ingram and Dorian Strong. He said they'll be ready, meaning, hey, if one of them has to get called upon, they'll be ready. I've gone back and forth on this. I think it could go either way. I've always said I find it tough to believe the Bills would put Dorian Strong, a sixth-round rookie, in this type of environment right away on the field against Lamar Jackson and, you know, Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, A, I think they do like Dorian Strong. But the other part is you might want to do that, because then Jamarcus Ingram can actually be freed up to do the other roles he has on a team instead of pigeonholing him and saying, hey, you have to do this. Now he can prepare to be the dime safety and a nickel back and go in a pinch for somebody. Whereas Dorian Strong, you could say, hey, this is your one job all week. Just go play this spot, this corner, go do your job. And that might be a little easier to put on the rookie.
Yeah. It's funny because they did once start a six-round rookie in week
That's
one.
Correct.
It was Christian Benford. But I don't remember, maybe you do, if he was having just like a very, very good training camp and there was a buildup to Benford playing versus Strong, who I'm not sitting here saying he's had a bad camp, but it's just not somebody we've been in here talking much about.
No, that's right. And I'm thinking about if he has to play. Like, you know, Bulldog asked me yesterday, what have you seen from him? Mm-hmm. What kind of game does he offer? His name is Strong, and no pun intended, he is a strong physical guy. That's what he is. And even Jamarcus Ingram asked him yesterday, what have you seen from Dorian? And he said, well, his last name is Strong, and he's strong. And he does play physical. That's his game. He's long, Joe. Like, if you look at him, like, he looks like an NFL corner, you know? He has that kind of body build. And I always said, too, like, Dorian Strong's dad is a professional bodybuilder and was a professional weightlifter.
So when you,
I don't know if he's...
So when you say strong, he's strong.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. And so the man knows his way around a weight room, right? I mean, like, he'll understand like how to be physical and play at that type of level. So I think you're getting that from him if he has to play, but he is a rookie and you might have to live with some growing pains there, no matter when that is, whether he plays on Sunday or any other time.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. So Keon Coleman popped up on the report. Was there any indication of it before? Is this one of those that could have been when during practice?
Okay, so it could have been. I would tell you from my perspective, just from my observation, Keon Coleman was out there yesterday. He was practicing, and then I saw him afterwards in the field house, walking around, walking in the locker room, talking with people. I never saw him with a trainer. So my assumption is, my guess is, this is just something that might have been bothering him or lingering that they backed off on him yesterday. That's my assumption. Gotcha. But I don't know. It could have been something, because what happens now, and the reason I say that, folks, is as opposed to preseason, in the regular season, we cannot watch all of practice, right? So is it possible that during practice, while the media wasn't there, that something happened and he had to go see trainers and he took some reps off and they were, yes, there's totally possible. I just know that when we went back out as a media and the players came back in from practice, Keon Coleman was with everybody and just kind of in walking through the field house and then walking in the locker room when I was in there. So that's all I saw from that. And so I'm not going to make an assumption here that he wasn't that something didn't happen. I'm just going to say that there's nothing that I saw from that regard.
Anything else in the report we're talking about here? Shakir and Bass both being on it, limited and full.
In Bass, it's concerning because he's been dealing with the pelvic injury and he's still limited, but they haven't signed a kicker. They did work some guys out last week, so I guess that's really good news and trending right. Very good news for Khalil Shakir. Someone asked me yesterday, why did Sean McDermott say Khalil Shakir is limited when he was full? Well, this happens a lot, as you remember, throughout the weeks last year. So Sean meets with us before practice, and I'm sure the information he got from trainers was, hey, we're going to have Khalil limited this, you know, today and all that. Okay, he tells the media. And then Khalil probably, you know, before going out to practice, talks with people and they feel, you know what, you're pretty good. You can go out there and do everything today. And that's how that works. So, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, something can change in the hour and a half that he gets the information in the morning by the time the guys get out on the field, exactly what's going to happen. So, that's what happened there. And then I would say, again, the reason Dwayne Carter is on the injury report is because he is still officially on the active roster, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's still on the active roster through Sunday. They could put him on IR. That's fine. I'm just telling everybody that it might not happen either.
Okay. Would that be what do you think would be happening there? It would maybe the original report about a torn Achilles not be fully correct, potentially? Like, would there be any reason, I guess,
roster-wise,
like, why they wouldn't want to put him on IR yet?
Yeah, I just explained a little while ago, because the reason why is... So I'm saying, no, he's out for the year. Like, that's going to happen, Joe. I'm just saying, like, it might not happen this week.
Right. Okay.
But because he's not on IR, they have to list him on the report.
Right. For the Ravens side of things, Sal, Jaire Alexander was limited. He hadn't practiced in, like, over a month. And then Isaiah Likely and Pat Ricard not there. And I mentioned this with you a little bit yesterday. I really do feel like if Likely and Ricard can't go on Sunday, that the Ravens, like, some of the stuff for, I don't even know if they have a backup fullback. Like, I wonder how much that they do offensively they just won't even have available to them on Sunday if those guys can't play.
Yeah, I agree that this is a really, really big blow to them if they don't have both these guys. Because we talk a lot about Likely in the passing game, and of course he's a big part of that. But really, the running game, he is a big, big part of it. And then, Joe, you remember last year how the game started in Baltimore, obviously, right, with the long run from Derrick Henry. Who had the big wham block on Ed Oliver? It was Patrick Ricard. I believe it was, right? He was on the field, and I think he's the one that came across the formation. But either way, this is a really big part of their run game as well. When they have Patrick Ricard and they go with a heavy formation, they could put Likely and Ricard on the field, and Likely can do everything. He can catch, he can block, he's a big part of what they do. Isaiah Likely's not going to play, right? I mean, that's been the report, and I would anticipate that being the case. He's been dealing with a foot injury, broke his foot a while ago, so he's not going to play. Ricard, we now know, by the way, is dealing with a calf injury. Much like Christian Benford and Tre'Davious White, the Bills didn't reveal the exact nature of the injury, but now teams have to put the exact nature of the injury on. John Harbaugh had said it's a soft tissue injury. Now we know it's a calf injury. He has not practiced since, I think, August 14th. So that's not trending well for him to be able to be out there. Today's a big day for all these guys. It's a big day for Tre'Davious White. It's a big day for Patrick Ricard. We'll see if he's out there. I would say, yeah. The other part about this, Joe, is I think with or without Patrick Ricard, it really kind of dictates how the Bills play the Ravens. Now, they could still go, and I guess they do have somebody in their practice squad who, you know, they could call up and be a fullback and play that role. But I think that limits what they want to do as far as how often they want to run heavy personnel and 12 and 22 and, you know, two running backs, with counting him and two tight ends. And that would mitigate how much the Bills go, or at least dictate how much the Bills run a base defense, maybe how much the Bills run nickel. Right. So I think all of that is just such a big part of this strategy and what's going on here. And then you have Jaire Alexander, who did return to practice with the knee injury, but yesterday was Jaire Alexander's first day of practice, I think, since August 4th. Literally he was out a month, I believe. So even if he plays Sunday, I'm wondering, if you're a Ravens fan or reporter and you're thinking, okay, what is he going to be if he plays on Sunday?
And he got there late, so there would have been no spring work or anything, right, for him. OTAs and minicamp.
Yeah, pretty much, that's right,
because he got there in July. All right, Sal, the game tonight, you got a vested interest, and I feel like, did you watch Monday with North Carolina and Belichick? Were you watching in on that?
Oh, I was watching, baby. I was reveling in it.
Yeah, I feel like tonight, if the Cowboys are getting just beat, I think that you might get similar reactions from people on social. Like, everyone just same thing, reveling in Jerry Jones just getting embarrassed to start the season.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're right about that. The Eagles are pretty heavy favorites tonight. I think they should take care of business tonight. I mean, I just don't know what the Cowboys' plan is this year. Are they trying to not be that good? And I don't mean by intentionally. Are they okay with, I hate the tank talk, because I really don't think teams generally try to lose, right? The players aren't trying to lose. Mm-hmm. But I do think sometimes organizations say, hey, we know we're not going to be that good, and we're okay with it because we're okay with getting a high pick. Are they in that boat, or are they trying to win? I don't know what they are. I know the Eagles have a really good roster, and they're the Super Bowl champions, defending Super Bowl champions, and I think that they're going to take care of business tonight.
Also, I saw this earlier. If the Eagles win tonight, they will be 500 in their history. They will get to 500 for their all-time. The Bills,
all-time regular season history.
Yep. The Bills, by the way, they're below 500. They're 19 games below 500. I was looking at this. 486 and 505. So they should get there in, I don't know, how long will it take them to make that up? 2 years? 3 years? They'll get that.
What is their record now?
The Bills are all-time 486 and 505. They'll get to 500 with Allen at quarterback.
Yeah, with Allen at quarterback. Take a few years. You're right. I mean, if you win 12 games this year, just say you get to 498.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And what, five? That would be 5'10"?
Yep. Yep.
Mm.
Within two and a half years. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll get there. Thank you, Sal, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be out at Northtown Kia today, so come on out. If everybody wants to come out, I'll be out at Northtown Kia. That is on Sheridan Drive, and of course, we are going to be doing the Extra Point show from out there today. I will be, so come on out. Say hi. Paula's Donuts while supplies last. We got some WGR swag as well. So 10 to 12, Northtown Kia. Come on out, say hi. I'm going to be doing the Extra Point show live from there.
Awesome. Thank you, Sal.
You got it.
Sal Capaccio on the West Shore Hotline. If you've been hanging on hold through Sal there, we'll get to you when we come back, and we'll get our Thursday parlay in the 9 o'clock hour. That's coming up. Yeah, I got – let me work some trivia out of this. I've got the all-time records for every team in the league because the Eagles – this is a little surprising to me because the Eagles are – they've been good my whole lifetime, but for their history, they are one game below 500. They've not been 500 as a team since 1933. And if they win tonight, they'll be, 639 and 639. 803-0550, the phone number. If you want to get, we were talking about the coaches a lot earlier and McDermott and, you know, how long does he get? They don't win a Super Bowl. Not that we were really planning on talking about that this morning. It just kind of happened. You want in on it? Feel free. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White, this is WGR.
Yeah, I would say it's somewhat unusual that their last game was us. For us, they were our second-to-last game, and so the data, it really hasn't changed much. And you don't know every year when you open the unknowns, you know, what plays they may have put in, what plays maybe we put in, and personnel has changed a little bit. They're a strong team. They've seemed to add every year to their core, which has been very talented and full of playmakers and guys that create issues. You know, they've done a good job with their draft, I think, year to year, and added some help from a veteran standpoint. They do a really good job as far as building the roster. They're well coached. You know, it'll be a big challenge for us.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the Ravens. Giant storm just blew in. A giant, I mean, I'm putting it a little strong. But got really dark very quickly here in the North Towns, and the rain's coming down. I thought I heard thunder. There's debate here in the studio whether we heard thunder or whether it was from one of the ads or whatnot. I still think it was thunder. Josh, do you disagree?
It'd have to be pretty loud thunder. I mean, we have soundproof rooms, you know. Well,
soundproof-ish.
I guess if it's loud enough, you could probably hear it pretty well.
Yeah, like we would, if lightning struck, you know, just off in the field past this building, I think you would hear it very, very easily.
Yeah, because it's right there.
Yeah.
We hear the rain hit the window sometimes too, so like, it could have been thunder.
Do you guys have one of these apps where you get the notification of, hey, lightning was just detected in your area?
Yep, and it says like seek shelter or something like that.
Mine doesn't say seek shelter. Maybe it probably should. Maybe it assumes that it knows that I should be seeking shelter. Not sure. We'll get to the phones in a second here. We got some drops, buzz around the league, like stuff that's being released right before the start of the season here. As Jeremy returns here, Schefter just tweeted that the Eagles tried to get Micah Parsons from the Cowboys, because of course they did. And what's the other one here? Anthony Richardson and the Colts have talked about a trade. That one, you know, okay. He's a backup at this point anyway.
Howdy, I'm back.
He's back. Let's go to...
It was raining.
It was, yeah. Did you... Was there lightning? We were debating whether we heard lightning.
We heard thunder.
Heard Thunder.
We heard Thunder. It's walked, you know, walked the kids to school for day one of school. Wanted to just be a part of that. So.
And you got rained on the first day walk?
On the way home.
On the way. Oh, you on the way home. Okay, so that's fine.
Great timing. Everything's fine.
Good.
Things went well, but yeah, rain on the way home. Hard rain. So.
So would you say you're soaked?
I am currently soaked. I would say this is 20, how many years have I been on? This is the wettest I've ever been while doing the show.
Wow, really?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's inside, Joe, and sometimes
yeah, there was never, you know, like, I don't know, when the Sabres were in the playoffs, like some dunk tank feature or something.
It's a good thought. No, this is it. This is it right here. My current degree of, like, it was raining so hard, one of those ones where you take your phone out of your pocket to kind of hold it away from potential wet pockets scenarios. Like I've had.
But where
a phone
are you putting
go.
It? You're holding it in the rain?
Holding it like in your hand or like almost under your shirt or into a safer pocket. Yeah, I mean,
creating a human umbrella for your phone?
In addition to an actual umbrella. Was prepared, had an actual umbrella, and I'm still soaked.
Wow.
So I was holding for my wife on the walk, but yeah. Nice little tradition there, you know, the first day of school, the walk to school. We had a lot of people in our neighborhood that walk to school, so like,
yep.
It's busy day.
But did they buy in? They're excited?
I think so.
Buy
see
in,
how it goes at
excited.
The end of the day, but yeah, no waterworks, no tears, nothing like that. Things were,
good.
We'll have to go back and study the tape, but got out of it clean. Clean report.
Nice. James been waiting patiently on hold, actually on earlier McDermott conversation. Let's go to James here from Buffalo. What's up, James?
How you doing, guys? A hot take that is coming from a caller quite a bit ago, but I also agree with him. Unfortunately, you know, after watching Soft Knocks, this Ted Lasso team that we've got, which I do love the fact that they are top-notch. You know, I haven't seen a team so solidified and so together since those early 90s Bills that I watched lose four Super Bowls, and I unfortunately believe that McDermott is not going to be the coach to bring them to a Super Bowl. You know, I don't know what you guys feel about that.
Why?
But I just don't – after these last few years, four or five years of just not being able to get the job done with I believe, top-tier players – Why is it that he can't get the job done? Is it because of, 13 seconds? You know, last year playing the Ravens beat themselves. They should have beat us. We did not win that game. The Ravens lost. And, I forget who it was, falling backwards into the end zone. He makes that catch, that's it. The game's over.
The game's tied.
It would have been tied.
It makes that catch. The game's tied, and the Bills have the ball.
Well, we'll see. You know,
that's literally what would have happened. Like it's not an opinion. That's what would have happened.
History's proven that you end up losing. We end up losing.
Thanks, James, for the call.
They would have had the ball. I don't know if they would have scored. Maybe not. You know,
they were favored. They were favored by the win probability for them if they had scored would have probably been like 70%, because that's about what it was when they were going for the 2-point conversion.
Well,
I don't know.
The last couple times when they need a score to win and the game is tied, I'd like to know the numbers on that versus when they need a score to win. Because, of course, their last two playoff losses, they've needed a score to win or tie and haven't gotten either one. And the only thing, you know, I find this, whatever, like when I was last on, I left for an hour to take the kids to the first day of school. At 7 o'clock, I thought we had a really good conversation about McDermott and what actually would change. Here's my next question about this. It's another thing I wanted to get to today. Why is it, and again, not a guy on the radio saying they should fire one of them today. Why is it it's only McDermott that is talked about as he's not going to get him there and not the other primary person in charge?
All right.
The GM. Why does everybody go McDermott and not Bean? I think I know the answer. One of them is directly tied to Allen, right? Bean took Allen. And McDermott is the defensive guy that doesn't get much credit for Allen.
Yeah.
Doesn't McDermott get next to no credit for what Josh Allen has become?
It's very little.
It's the coordinators. It's Allen himself. It's, I feel like people,
yeah,
there are people, I shouldn't say people don't, but there are a lot of people that would say, you know, like the conversation started with Mike Florio saying, move on from McDermott, hire an offensive coach. Why? Because you need someone to make Allen even better. I think the team feels like he's pretty darn good, and that side's not the problem. So, I don't know, I'm kind of rambling here, but it is curious to me that there are two people at the top, and only one of them ever gets tied to, it's not good enough, they're not going to get it over the line.
Well,
the idea that the Bills keep losing with top-tier players, I don't know, they have one top-tier player. One.
They have one.
And they have a couple of really nice high-level players. But they have two top-tier players, if I give you Milano in his prime, and we'll see if he can get back to that. But they don't have this glut of top-tier players.
No, they do not.
Does Baltimore?
Yeah, more so.
They might have more.
They have more.
Does Kansas City have more? Does Philadelphia have more? Definitely, right?
Well, the other reason is 13 seconds.
For sure.
Directly. Like, the other reason that I think McDermott gets more than Bean, I wonder if they lose that game in some other fashion. You know, they just lose the way maybe they've lost the last two. Is it sound any different? Is the split different? Because that one, it's hard to really point blame at anybody else other than maybe other people on the coaching staff or maybe Levi Wallace. But it's hard to point to the GM on that one. But, like, last year, if you wanted to, like, you could point to, hey, what's one reason I lost? Kyrie Elam had to play because that's the best I had at corner available to me. And I got toasted for it. I was one injury away from the failed first-round pick having to go in and play in the biggest game of the season. And there's other things you could point to around the roster defensively that you could make that case. But why does that not happen? Because I think McDermott gets the blame for 13 seconds from almost everybody.
Yep. Well, I'm just going to – it's my new thing I've kind of landed on, which is if you want McDermott fired because you think like the caller does –
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I always like to ask, who instead, and are you thinking they should go with a different defensive mind? Brian Flores? If the offense is not the problem, don't I want to fix the defense in a more drastic way? If that's what you think, wouldn't you want a more drastic approach to the defense and not someone that overhauls the offense, which has really never been a problem outside of a few games?
Well, no, I do, but you're expecting you're going to hire a new defensive coordinator who probably doesn't ever go anywhere because those guys, it depends. It depends how old the guy is. You know, maybe Bobby Babich becomes a head coach. But historically, I'm probably keeping the defensive coordinator more often than I'm keeping the offensive coordinator. So maybe Brian Flores is my defensive coordinator. Or someone like that. Whoever gets fired as a head, maybe if D'Amico Ryans gets
and
fired.
That's your way of making ultimately the change that you want on defense.
Right.
Is to just, yeah, sure, all right. It makes sense. Thanks to the caller. If Andrews catches that, we might have an entirely different storyline for the entire season. Right? But if Andrews catches that and the offense does not get a game-winning kick and then they lose in overtime, are we mad at the defense for giving up that drive?
You know, like,
or are we mad at the offense for not getting it done? Like, you know, it all depends. Like Joe Brady flat out says, the last 2 years we lost with a chance to win.
It might have been a real fight because the offense was so pedestrian in the second half, just a couple field goals and punts. But the defense, people would have wanted to blame you. What lead did you blow? You were up. What was the lead in that game?
It was 21-10, I believe.
21-10. Okay, I guess it's not, you know, crazy. But you blew an 11-point lead at halftime. How'd you let them catch up? I think people could point to the defense. I would want to say it's the offense.
I would have been ready for that fight. You can't blow a lead without your offense letting that team back in it, especially if you're like the top offense in the league. Like you can't blow a lead unless the offense says, you know, signs off on it to
a
point.
After going punt, punt, field goal.
Yeah. But they did win.
They did win.
They did win.
803-0550 is the phone number. We have to get to our four-leg parlay, of course, for tonight as well. And we'll get to that. Some fantasy maybe too. Jeff, if you stay on hold, we'll get to you as well. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
You're going to maybe go to the bathroom now. If there is like a little...
No.
No bathroom. You're still standing in solidarity.
Can't do it. Married to it.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody's upset about the commercials. I mean, it's an easy thing to kind of tweet about and post about, but I don't think anybody's turning it off because of commercials, and the NFL knows that.
Pat McAfee there with Scott Hansen on the announcement that Red Zone will have commercials. And there are a lot of takes on ESPN, but I don't think anyone's upset about the commercials. It's kind of a bad one. Joe, people are upset about the commercials on Red Zone.
Yeah, I'm very, man.
It is what it is.
It's better, I guess, after seeing how they're going to do it specifically, which is that they're going to have a double box. Like they're going to keep the game action going a little bit, but it's still so much worse.
The double box is a problem, though, because what the double box does, if you watch golf, golf, especially on NBC. Is the Ryder Cup on NBC, by the way?
Ooh, good question. I have no idea.
The Ryder Cup is on NBC. Okay, get ready. Get ready. NBC cuts out of live coverage important putts and puts a commercial on the screen. And
the box is tiny.
Yeah.
It's like really small.
It's one of these things where it's like, oh, don't worry, we won't leave the game. We will still have the action, but there's a commercial on the side. But they do that more. I almost feel like they had license to do that even more. So
Are we gonna be missing, like, when are they gonna do it? Are we gonna be missing we've been in on this what's a game on Sunday? This Jets Steelers game, and the Jets have fourth and goal at the 4, but it's time to take a break, so we're gonna show that to you on this smaller box on the left.
Yeah.
While it's happening. Because that I hope they're smart about timing it at least. But I don't know. I don't know if they will. Because like you said, like golf isn't always perfect at that. And it's going to be tough. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in Red Zone all the time. But
I do feel like if they got a spot where all the games are at commercial, they could take a commercial. But
yeah, you know, but how often does that happen?
Right, sure. Do they have an inventory to get to? Whatever. I do think people indeed are mad about
it. It stinks. Totally stinks.
Yep. All right.
I can't wait for Red Zone, though, that being said.
Red Zone.
Got to have Red Zone and then one other game going at the same time. Always.
I like it.
And we get Jets and Steelers?
I never looked at the 506 map.
I think for – I don't know what up do. For the other channels, but I think we get that for Sunday.
Jets and Steelers, and then Packers-Lions is the late game.
Okay.
And the Fox single game we get is Giants and Commanders, which I think is unfortunate. Although, the game you might want would be Cincinnati-Cleveland just to see Burrow and the passing attack. But Giants-Washington, we'll see. That's coming your way Sunday. Tonight on WGR, it's Eagles hosting the Cowboys in the NFL's kickoff game. It's coming up tonight. We're back next hour here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.